Okay, so today we're going to talk about the battle against Sihon and Og. So the Torah tells us that in Perek Chaf in Parshas Chukas, Vayishlach Moshe Malachim Mikadesh HaMelech Edom. Moshe sent messengers from Kadesh to the king of Edom. Ko Amar Achicha Yisrael. So says your brother Yisrael. Toyodat is called Tlar Shem Sadu. You know everything that happened to us. And basically, Moshe asked if the Bnei Yisrael could pass through Edom's territory en route to Eretz Yisrael. And in Pasuk Chaf, Edom says, "Vayomer lo savor, you can't pass." Vayetze Edom likraso ba'am kaved v'yad chazaka. And Edom goes out to meet Klal Yisrael with a mighty nation and with a strong arm, so with a lot of forces. Edom, the son of Israel, avor big below, and Edom refused to allow Klal Yisrael to pass by their borders. So Klal Yisrael went; they turned away. Now, the next parak in Parak Chavala, the Torah says, "Vayishlach Yisrael malachim al Sichon me'al chamor lemor." So now Klal Yisrael sends messengers to Sichon, the king of the Amori, and what do they say? Ebra Barzecha, let me pass in your land. Lo nate b'sade lo nate b'sade v'kerem lo nishte me be'er baderech lo nishte me be'er. So we're not going to go in the fields or the vineyards. We're not going to drink any water. Baderech hamelach nelech, we're going to pass by the king's road. Adasher navor gulach, because we're going to go by the main road. We're not going to take any of your property, essentially. Sichon did not allow Klal Yisrael to pass by its borders. So then Sichon gathers its forces, similar to Edom, but they do something different. They wage war against Klal Yisrael. And what happens? So Klal Yisrael defeats Sichon. So they sort of take over the land from Arnon until Yabok, until the borders of Ammon. Then Klal Yisrael, they take all the cities, they totally wipe out the Sichon, the king of Amori, and he takes all of the cities of the Amori in Cheshbon and all of the smaller cities. Ki Cheshbon, Ir Sichon, Melech Amori, Hiv, because Cheshbon is the major city of Sichon's, the king of the Amori. Who nilcham b'Melech Moav harishon mikachas kol artzom miyado ad Arnon. So apparently, Sichon had captured territory from Moav, and now Klal Yisrael captured that territory from Sichon. A few psukim later, we find that Vayeshev Yisrael be'eretz Amori. Now Klal Yisrael, they're living in now, they're settling in the land of the Amori, and now Sichon is on the eastern border of Eretz Yisrael. Now they can easily cross into Eretz Yisrael. So what's fascinating is, in Pasuk Lamed Beis, the Torah tells us, Vayishlach Moshe l'ragel es Yazer. So Moshe sends messengers to spy out Yazer. I'm sorry, and Vayekudu b'Noseh, so they conquer these towns near Yazer, Vayishamori, fine. They drive out the Amori. Now, Vayifnu Vayalu Derech HaBashan. Now they turn and they go up by the way of the Bashan, and Vayetze, a different kingdom. Vayetze Og Melech HaBashan Likrasam Hu V'Cholamo LaMilchama Edrei. So Og comes to meet them, and he and all his nation, and Vayomer Shel Moshe Al Tira. Also, Hashem says to Moshe, "Don't be afraid of him, because I have given him and his nation and his land to you. Because you're going to do to him what you did to Sichon and to the king of the Amori." And Klal Yisrael defeated him and his children and his whole nation until there was nothing left, and they took over his land. So, I guess I have three questions. Number one is, why did Sichon attack Bnei Yisrael? Edom basically said, you can't come in here. And that was it. And Bnei Yisrael left. Sichon didn't just tell them, you can't pass. but they actually attack them? That's my first question. Second question I want to deal with is, why do the B'nai Yisrael need to conquer Og or try to capture territory in Og? The whole reason why the B'nai Yisrael went to Edom and then to Sichon is because they need a place, a staging ground from which to conquer, to cross the Jordan River and to conquer Eretz Yisrael. So now they have that staging ground. They're now on the eastern side of the Jordan River. So why they need to spy out Og's territory? And my third question is, Hashem says to Moshe, don't be afraid of Og. He didn't say that with reference to Sichod. So when God says to someone, don't be afraid, what does that mean? They're probably afraid. So what was the fear of Moshe by Og and not by Sichod? And so those are sort of my three questions I want to deal with in this shir. So you have any thoughts on any of these three questions? Why does Sichod attack B'nai Yisrael? Why did B'nai Yisrael need to conquer Og? And or the Bashan land, and why does Hashem tell Moshe not to be afraid of Og? Any thoughts?
Well, Og was a giant, so they may have been naturally more afraid of him because he was a giant, and the people of his land were giants.
So you think that maybe Og was stronger, that Og's empire was stronger than Sichon's empire? That's your assumption. Okay. By the way, I mean, it's interesting because, if let's say you say that, I mean, we're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Moshe Rabbeinu is the one who basically says, if God's on your side, you have no reason to fear. So for Moshe to say, I know God. I'm not afraid about God defeating Sichon, but Og's really strong, so maybe I'm a little bit afraid. Like, it's a little hard. I could see B'nai Yisrael maybe being a little more afraid, but even if Og was this giant and this very mighty king, Moshe to doubt God's ability to defeat it's a little questionable, I would say. I think. So let's try to tackle these questions one by one. So number one is, why does Sichon attack the B'nai Yisrael? So number one, Rashi has a theory. And Rashi says, Lefisha kol malchei Kanan hoyu malim lo mas. I should say mas. All the kings of Canaan paid Sichon tax. So they paid Sichon protection money. Maybe they heard about this nation that was trying to conquer Eretz Yisrael at some point. Maybe they heard about this nation that's wandering in the desert that believes that their territory is a territory that belongs to B'nai Yisrael. So they hire this mighty empire, Sichon, Mel Cheshbon, to protect them. Kevin Shamulo Yisrael, Ebra Barzecha, once Klai Yisrael said, let me pass to your land, Amr Lohem, Kol Atzmi, Eni Yoshev Kan, El Lishomram, Ipnechem, Vatamrum Kach. Sichon saying, the only reason why I'm here is to guard them from you. And you're saying this? So now we have to fight you because they were the chief protector. Because Rashi is probably assuming, is bothered by this question. Why do they act differently than Edom? Edom basically says, you shall not pass, and they move away. But Sichon doesn't only say, you shall not pass, but they attack them. So Rashi thinks that maybe it's because they must have been hired to be the protectors of the nations in Canaan. The Gur Aryeh points out, he says, Lefish kol malchei, ma'u tzrach li'tein tana Sichon yochsem b'mah she'nasan al Edom. So why do we give a reason about Sichon's response more than Edom's response? Shegam heim lo ratzu li'tein osem lavor b'gvulam. Both of them. He said, why did Rashi give a whole rationale about Sichon that didn't give by Edom? He said, both of them did not allow the B'nai Yisrael to pass. How do you time up? Nei she'edom haya lahem davar li'tlozbo. Says that there's a different reason that Edom had something to rely on the fact that the B'nai Yisrael would not attack them. Once Edom said, you can't pass, they had a rationale to argue that they thought the B'nai Yisrael would not attack them. Dehainu, Yisrael Yishochim Elav Divrei Ritzoi. Kolomar Checha Yisrael. The B'nai Yisrael were trying to play nice with Edom. They said, so says your brother Yisrael. So Edom thought, here, they knew Bnei Israel wanted to conquer Eretz Israel, so they needed a way to get there. But Edom intuited from the Bnei Israel's message to them, referring to them as brothers, so they believed that if they would say no, the Bnei Israel would leave and go somewhere else, based on how the Bnei Israel's message to Edom. So therefore they weren't afraid of us. Sichot. But Sichon believed, lo nasan es shol avor ba'aretz. If they wouldn't allow Klai Yisrael to pass in their land, v'vari lachamu imo, they would certainly fight them, because Bnei Yisrael had to get into Eretz Yisrael somehow. V'chi lo yel tov lo shilachamu im acherim yishilachamu imo. So, you know, is it better for him that they should fight with others than fight with him? In other words, they thought that it would be better had Sichon attacked Bnei Yisrael first than the Bnei Yisrael attacked Sichon. So you have two different theories here as to why Sichon doesn't do the same thing that Edom does. Either because they were the grand protector, so it's not merely they couldn't let them pass, they had to protect the people of Canaan from this nation. So once they realize their intentions, so now they're going to attack them. That's what they're paid for. Or the other approach is that they knew that Bnei Israel had to get through somehow, in some way. And they knew they weren't going to, and Edom, they weren't going to go through Edom because they referred to them as their brother. So therefore, they had no other choice. Sichon thought the Bnei Israel had no other choice but to go through their land. And therefore, Sichon wanted to preempt the Bnei Israel from fighting them by fighting the Bnei Israel first. So we understand Sichon, but Og is a little more peculiar, because after all, the Hamikdavar, the Netziv writes, Vayifnu. So in let's go review again the Psukim. It says that after Bnei Yisrael conquer all of Sichon's territory, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Vayifnu, and they turned and they went up by the way of the Bashan. And then Og, the king of Bashan, goes to meet them. The implication here is, had the Bnei Yisrael not gone to Og, maybe Og wouldn't have fought them, because Og wasn't in the way of them entering Eretz Yisrael. And in fact, the Netziv says explicitly, "Vayifnu hamaraglim hispashtu halo derech habashan." The maraglim spread forth the way of the Bashan. It's almost as if Moshe said, "I want you to," or maybe Moshe, based on God telling Moshe that he's sending spies to find out what's the best way to attack the territory of the Bashan, where Og was the king.
Uvazeh helu yitzi... Bashan was in the north, right? Bashan was a little bit more...
Was it more in the north? Yes, Bashan's in the north, right? You have Edom is in the south, right? The south and southeast. You have the Sichon, so he conquered some of Moab's territory, and that's in, you know, the east of the Jordan River. And then you have further northeast, you have Og, Melech HaBashan, the Bashan territory. But that's not, the Bnei Yisrael don't need to conquer that territory to get into Eretz Yisrael. So it's a little strange. It's a little strange because they're not blocking them from entering into Eretz Yisrael. So perhaps it seems that Hashem wanted the Bnei Yisrael to attack and defeat Og and Sichon. Why? Again, Sichon, he needed to, because he needed to wait to get to Eretz Yisrael. What about Og? So if you look, there might be some evidence. If you look, for example, in Parshas Devarim, Perek Gimel, Psukim Beis and Gimel. So Moshe, this is like the very end of his life, so he's telling the Bnei Yisrael, V'yomer Hashem Eli, he's saying what happened a short time ago. Hashem said to me, Al Tiro, so don't be afraid of him, referring to Og, don't be afraid, because I've given him and his nation and his land. You should do to him like that which you did to Sichon, the king of Amori, and Vayiten Hashem Elokeinu biyadenu, and Hashem, our God, gave in our hands. Gamas Og Melcha Basham Bes Kolamo. Hashem basically allowed us to defeat Og and all of his people. Vanakeo Ad Bilti Shir Sari until there was no one left. Why do you think Moshe is telling this in his last, like towards the end of his life, is one of his major speeches? Why is Moshe retelling the story, which just happened probably a short while before? Why is he telling the Bnei Israel that God helped the Bnei Israel defeat both Sichon and Og? Why do you think he's telling them that?
Well, they were on the verge of entering Eretz Israel, so they had to conquer the rest of the land.
Correct.
So he was probably telling them, just like Hashem helped you here, he'll help you in the future conquest.
Exactly. In other words, a major goal of, you know, a major message that Moshe shares with the Bnei Israel is to have courage and have faith in God that they can defeat the enemy. So perhaps Hashem commanded Moshe to send spies to the Bashan lands so that Og would come out to wage war so that Moshe and Bnei Israel could defeat them. And by doing this, will build their courage so that they could enter into Eretz Yisrael. So again, just so we understand the big picture, right? Edom, Hashem doesn't allow it for a variety of reasons, not the purpose of the shir now. But Sichon, we understand. But Sichon and Og, together, the defeat of Sichon and Og, will highlight God's power and hopefully will build the courage of the Bnei Yisrael, which is necessary to conquer all of Eretz Yisrael. And more than that, not only does it affect the morale of the Bnei Yisrael, in Sefer Yehoshua, with the story of Rachav, so the Pasuk tells us in Perek Beis, Psukim, Tes, and Yud, so Vatom al Nashim, so Rachav tells the two spies who spy out the lot of Yericho, Yadati ki dasar Hashem lachem es haaretz, I know that Hashem has given to you the land, v'chi nafla imaschem aleinu, and your dread has fallen upon us, v'chi namogu kol yishvei aretz b'teichem, and all the inhabitants are melting from in front of you. Kishamanu es asher hoviz Hashem es mei yamsuf ibnechem tizik mitzrayim. We heard about Kriyas Yamsuf, which happened 40 years ago. And more, what else do we hear about? We heard about how you defeated Sichon and Og. So again, just so we understand, Og was not necessary for the Bnei Israel to go after, to enter into Eretz Israel. It was simply to build the courage for the Bnei Israel and lower the morale of the inhabitants of Eretz Canaan to pave the way for the Bnei Israel to conquer Eretz Israel. So now, last question. We answered our first two questions. Why does Sichon attack Bnei Israel? Number two, why did Bnei Israel need to conquer Og? But now, why is Moshe afraid of Og? Why is Moshe afraid of Og? So, could be, the Ramban says, this is a piece of the Ramban. So the Ramban says, "Alderech Hapshat, simple understanding. Lo yebedato shemoshe lahorish atal Yisrael eretz Sichon v'Og asher perashti. Moshe did not intend to drive out, to inherit the land of Sichon and Og. V'nei Sichon yasul likrat Yisrael midbar v'yelechem bov al karcham. Sichon went to wage war against Klal Yisrael, the desert. Okay, so then he fought them against his will. That wasn't, Moshe had gone to Sichon and said, let us just pass by your land. Moshe did not intend to fight them. Sichon attacked them. Okay, so they had to fight against their will. Ozo di Hashem, rei achilosi teis avanecha, Sichon v'sartzo hochel resh. Okay, so then Hashem said afterwards, you see, I've given you the land of Sichon. Go inherit it. This is the first step in conquering the seven nations, right? This is the land immediately to the east of Eretz Yisrael. So it makes sense. But Og gathered his entire army by Edrei. And this is a city at the edge of his border. Could have turned away from him, like they turned away from Esav. They didn't have to fight Og. So Raman says that Bnei Yisrael could have simply retreated. So Hashem says to Moshe, Al Tira, don't retreat. You have no choice when it comes to Sichon. They attacked you, so now you have to fight. You have nowhere to go. But with Og, you could retreat it. You can go back to Sichon's land. And maybe they're, since you went into Bashan, so now they're attacking you. So if you retreat, they're not going to go after you. That's one way of looking at this. And again, I would even add to that, it's not in the conquest of Eretz Yisrael. Moshe's like, what are we doing this for? This is not, nothing to do with Eretz Yisrael. This is not our mission. So Moshe thought, okay, when Hashem is going to help the Bnei Yisrael to conquer Eretz Yisrael, that makes sense. But maybe he's not going to help them fight some nation outside the borders of Eretz Yisrael. So that's why Moshe's afraid. That's their pshat, according to the Ramban. But maybe there's something else at play. So we know, we've heard of Og. We know what Chazal think of Og, or who Chazal think Og is. So Rashi says, for example, Al Tiroso, Moshe Yari Lachem, Moshe was afraid to fight them. Shema Tamod Lo Zchusel Shel Avram, because maybe Og had a special merit. Remember, Moshe's not afraid of any powerful enemy because he's got God in his side. What is he afraid of? Maybe spiritually he can't defeat them. He's not afraid physically. They have a physical, mighty army. He's not afraid of that. He's afraid that maybe Og has the schus of Avram. Shinar, as the pasuk says, "V'yavo apalit." Who's the palit? Who Og? Shepalat mi Rafaim. Shikul kudar l'omer v'chavro bashot karnayim. Shinemar kirak Og melch basham. Nishar miyaser harifayim. So there's a medrash which Rashi cites here. Og is a pretty old person. He'd have to be pretty old. According to the midrash, he was alive in the time of Avram. And he was among the five kings. He was one of the members of the city states who was living in the war at the time of the four kings and the five kings. And Kedar Lomer defeated the five kings. He's the one who escapes. He's the one who tells Avram that his nephew Lot has been captured. So he has a schus. He has a special merit. And Moshe is concerned that maybe he has this merit, and because of this merit, then Bnei Yisrael will not be able to defeat him. The Chizkuni goes a little bit further. And the Chizkuni says, wait a second. Al Tiroso, Pirish Rashi, Moshe, Yorei L'lechem, Shema Tamalo Zchus. So, but wait a second. Im Tomar, he's asking Rashi's Pshat, not Rashi's explanation. Am I here, Moshe, Rabbi Yorei? Why was Moshe afraid? Harry Parshish Levacha, Pirish Rashi Atzo. Rashi himself said, you know why Og told Avram that the four kings had captured Lot? Hoy miskaben Og she Yehareg Avram v'yisa asara ishto. Og had ulterior motives. And Og, he didn't do it to warn Avram to free Lot. He thought that just as the five kings were defeated by Kedar LaOmer, Avram himself would be defeated by Kedar LaOmer. He would be killed. And Og wanted to marry Sarah. So he told Avram, but he had bad motivations. El Yishlomar. So why would Moshe be concerned? This is a schus for him, a merit for him. El Yishlomar. But you could say, "Vafilu hachi zchusulo." It's still a merit for him. The hachi amir b'mesechet horios perakon mashiach rav yudah marav la'olam yasek adam torah mitzvos afilu shlolishma. Even you can occupy a person should engage himself in mitzvos even for ulterior motives. And he gives other examples. Shevei b'schus men beis karbono shehikri balak ben melech moav zachav yatsi men arut bito shel eglod. We know that second the two parshas this week, the parshas Balak. Balak offered 42 karbanos to God, but the goal was to curse Bnei Yisrael. So even though it was for ulterior motives, apparently the Gemara believes that he received a merit that Rus came from him. The Rav Yossi, Rus Pito Shel Eglon Ben Beno Shel Balak Melech Moav Hoysa. That Rus was the daughter of Eglon, who was the grandson of Balak. So she was the great-granddaughter of Balak. So he said Moshe was still afraid, even though it was for ulterior motives. Okay. Kliyakar says that no, he gives a different take on this. He said that Moshe dying lo yodea sofa davar. It's true that had Moshe known the truth that Og only told Avram about Lot in order so that Avram would go to war and be killed, but Moshe didn't know, he couldn't read Og's mind. He just heard of this story. It's a wonderful person named Og who did a favor to Avram. He thought that Og had good intentions to save Lot. So he thought he would have his schus. So that's what God says. Don't be afraid. Kiviyadati, kiviyad chadasati. No, I already gave him in your hands. And he basically says that here Hashem is telling Moshe that Og, don't worry about Og, because it's not a schus, it's not a merit. Because he only told Avram before, because he had bad intentions. Now, the Ramban says that the Nisor Gambazah Midatam. So one take is the afraid of the schus of Og. Okay? Now Rabban adds to this and he says Nisor Gambazah Midatam Shelo Yira Moshe Rabbeinu Mizrua Basar. So the Ramban challenges your thought, Judah. He says, how could it be that Moshe would be afraid of someone who's really strong? Ki Moshe Velokeinu V'chogram Kain Negdo Beves V'to Nechshuvelo, because God is with him and all the nations are like nothing compared to God. Vua Masir Yisrael Tiru V'Atar Tuv. Then Moshe tells the Bnei Yisrael, don't be afraid of them. Vua Mashimo Sambi Yerusalem. Moshe, you know, he said he finds them guilty if they're afraid, like Kain should never be Raglim, like what's said by the Raglim. Al Tar Tuv Lo Tiru Mehem. Hashem Elokeichem, who Yelochem Lechem. When Moshe says, God will fight you. Avanisar Moshe Bnei Zchus. Again, Moshe was afraid of the Zchus of the merit. Now, you should point, I also want to point out, Rabbeinu Bachaye points out that maybe it's not, Og is not the same person of the Avram story, but it might have been a descendant. Then there's a question of, there's also, Chazal say that Tzich and Og were actually brothers. So then if Og had the Zchus from his ancestors, so why didn't Sichon? So maybe they had the same mother, not the same father. So the Rabbeinu Bachai discusses this. But I think the message from the Og story, see, there are really two different messages that God has to share with the Bnei Yisrael, or God has to share with Moshe, to share with the Bnei Yisrael before they enter into Eretz Yisrael. Number one is, have courage, don't be afraid, because God's with you. And number two, though, it all depends on whether you're worthy, whether you have Schus, whether you have merit, whether you have reward. So therefore, in other words, whether Shem is not going to, having courage is not enough, but you have to be worthy of it. So, in other words, have courage and observe the Torah. Yes, Og may have some merit, but only those with the purest motivations and live up to the covenant of Sinai can live in and flourish in Eretz Yisrael. So in other words, Hashem caused the Bnei Yisrael to defeat Sichon and Og to convince them that Hashem can do anything. He can help them defeat all the armies of Canaan. They just have to have courage and have faith in God. But he tells Moshe, don't be afraid, because Moshe legitimately was afraid. And Moshe passes this message down that what? That it depends on whether you're worthy spiritually. And Hashem's message to Moshe is that, yes, Bnei Yisrael were worthy spiritually to defeat Og. Don't worry, Moshe. You are spiritually able to defeat Og. And that's a message that Moshe has to pass down. Have courage, have faith in Hashem, because he can defeat the mightiest armies. But as long as we remain faithful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.